Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls. No missed customers.
Once it settled in, we knew they didn't have a chance to
switch. Risotto, bottle this up and send it to Cooperstown, man. Just play it on loop, Stoddy. We get it. But really, I thought they were going for the jugular. But you look at what the starters for the Phillies. And let's be honest, the Giants pulled a rabbit out of their hat Tuesday night. So, I mean, it is what it is, Donnie. Can you imagine where they'll be and how good they'll feel if somehow they can take two or three or even sweep the Dodgers, who have lost, what, six in a row? Or is it more than that? Man, like they're leaking oil,
okay, but
they're still in first place.
And I think what Evan would say.
Well, our man, he'll be out with Randy
here,
filling in for Willard and Dibbs. They'll burn it down.
And Evan has reminded us that over the last 17 games, the Giants are 7-10.
Oh, my God, I'm salivating.
Dude, look at him. He saw F1 last night, called me on the way home.
Okay.
That little movie talk.
Glad he didn't bother me.
Yeah, because you don't watch movies.
What was I watching last night?
The documents.
We got into a new show, The Fan. I can't remember.
You know what service? Netflix?
Probably. Aren't all the good shows on Netflix?
Yeah, Tubi too.
That's what Evan doesn't know what Tubi is.
That's where the ghetto flicks are. Like we could film a movie on the iPhone and put it on Tubi. It might work.
How you feeling about Justin Verlander?
I mean, that wasn't his worst work, Steiny. He's Chris Paul, and he's old, and he is your weak link in the rotation right now, and as great as Buster has done in regard to delivering endeavors, Steiny, he's got to go Arsenio Hall come the deadline. It's obvious. The Giants are going to need more arms. I'm more worried about the rotation than the bats because I think the bats can come around.
You can't do that.
What you mean?
I was worried before you about the pitching. I would, as Jim Mole, the great Jim Mole, one of our great P1s, but I was worried about the pitching about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So
why can't there be multiple people in the same line?
Because I have to be first. Don't you remember that's a Ty Cobb line? Have you ever heard this?
No.
The story about Ty Cobb. He's apparently
one of my favorites.
So I guess they used to room together.
Yeah.
Have a roommate, and he had a roommate player, and he came into the hotel room one night, and his roommate was taking a bath, and he pulled the guy out of the bathtub. He threw him out of the bathtub. And the guy's like,
yikes,
what are you doing? And he said, I have to take the bath first. Well, I have to be first.
Yeah, he better be glad he wasn't rooming with me. And I'm in my birthday suit? Oh, man. But anyway, I'm like, Stoddy, they need another arm. What about Roop and Birdsong? I know we're more concerned about Birdsong. We're just checking what's under the hood right now. But what if those two youngsters regress as the pressure mounts and you get closer to win this division? I'm just saying, the Giants need an arm, and they could use a bat or two. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they
could. But you already got your bat.
Okay.
He's hibernating.
Sounds to me like you're...
No, I want him to get
healthy. You're all your I's and crossing all, like, Sonny, I think they need a bat. But they got a bat. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, so, do they need one, or did they get it?
Well, I'll tell you what. You've been single before.
Yes, I have.
If you're at a soap or cereal, what are you getting first?
Soap.
Yeah. And that's why
that's what life's about.
That was a bad one. But the soap here in this instance is an arm.
Oh. So they can still go out and get cereal. I got you.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Fruity Pebbles, best cereal ever made.
That makes sense. All right, Goo. Just for you, I'm going to give you this. Dave Fleming,
the great Dave Fleming,
Giants announcer, was asked about Devers at first base and whether or not it's going to happen and is he hurt or not? Hey, what's going on?
I do think Devers is going to be good over there. Now, okay. Devers is hurt. And the thing about Devers is he wants to play hurt. He played hurt for a whole year recently with the Red Sox. He had that elbow thing, and he just wouldn't come out of the lineup. And Devers likes to be in there, but he, you know, it's obvious watching him, he's not healthy. So they need to get him healthy before we can really find out. But I think he's going to be good over there. He has good hands. He should be a good at the stuff that Dom Smith does.
Yikes.
Flem giving credence to gurus.
No, I mean,
I'd say shut him down for like a month.
Steiny, stop.
Because you know those hamstrings. Jim Mole paying $2. Steiny, are you watching it. Stick on Apple TV? I'm not.
Apple TV, Jim. You talk about just a picture looking good. Anything I can watch, I can just watch bugs on the screen. You're not into it, but yeah. They got high quality camera action on Apple TV. Shocker.
Nice. So, Devers.
Yeah. No, so that is.
What did you hear from Dave Fleming?
What the goo was putting down is any player above report? Like, hey, Rafi, we need to talk to you 5 minutes, man. Look, we love you. You're a badass. It might not work, but give us 5 days. We need you to get better. Because Flem also said in that soundbite, Steiny, it might be starting to affect the back.
Okay. How old's Devers? 28? 29?
He's 28.
Right in his prime. Right smack dab in the middle of his prime. And I'm trying to imagine Steph Curry in his prime. Warriors need him. Oh, boy, do they need him. And Steph's like, no, I'm good. I'm in my prime, and I feel good, and I want to play. All right, go ahead and play.
But what if you're hurting us because you're not the best version of yourself?
Who would be better in the lineup than Devers, even if it's just as a threat? You gotta play Devers if he wants to.
Yeah, and he did mention that whatever issue he had in Boston, Steiny, get this, he played the whole year with it.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I would guess that was the year they didn't win at all.
I'm just guessing. I don't know. Okay, yeah. Then the other thing we got to take care of with Devers is how's he fitting into the San Francisco Giants?
Trip one, he's at the big boy card table on the airplane. So, like, well, he's diving right into the mix of the, you know, the social group when we travel. And Adames is his pal, and you know, he and Wilmer get along really well, and others. I mean, it's not just the Spanish speaking players. Like, Devers is making a point of trying to get to know everybody. I've seen he and Chapman hanging out and talking a lot. So he has fit in really well with the group. He's got a smile on his face. I think he's found a nice, comfortable baseball home here.
Like, I know you know me, and I'm a sports romantic. I dub myself that. Shout out the Warriors. That makes me melt, man. That's what it's about. And that's what the Warriors didn't do, and Draymond said it with Kuminga. That stuff matters. So he's not just with the Spanish clique and the Spanish players. He's going, hanging out with – that stuff matters.
Well, it can be good. But see, again, maybe today we'll just draw out the differences between you and me.
We don't. So 4 hours is not enough.
Your heart melted. Your heart melted.
No, seriously,
when you heard that.
I got goosebumps.
You know what I heard? You know what I thought of first? I swear to God, and this is why I'm deranged.
The Pasoy problem.
This is why I'm deranged. Okay, so you're telling me Devers has just effed up this card game that the Giants have been playing. He makes 3 times more money than anybody else in that card game. He is going to up the ante. They're not going to be...
Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. Open phone. No missed calls. No missed customers.
Able to play with him because they're not in his financial tier, and he's going to ruin the game.
No, now you're going Arenas and what was my guy? What was his last name?
Javar Crittenden.
Yeah, there you go. It's not that.
I don't know.
But Steiny, I'm being real about, you know, how many days are we talking? I'm just like, I would proceed with caution.
I think they are. That's why he's still playing DH and hasn't moved the first, maybe. Hey, I'm now hearing Styx is good. Do you know what it's about?
Styx.
On Apple TV.
Now, somebody I used to play video games, Donnie. Seriously, Madden. And you know what they called the controller in the hood?
The remote.
You just said it. The stick.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, put the sticks down if you get 2100.
Yeah, no, you're right. 510? Yeah, I think we've got a different kind of Pasoy problem.
For the betterment.
You can't have Devers play and Chapman play and Adamas play, and then you got Birdsong there, and you're taking all his money, and he doesn't make any to begin with.
You know, anyway.
Okay, now let's get this out of the way, right. Giants-wise. And I don't know if I understand this correctly. In fact, here's how I know there's a lot of unanswered questions. I went to Lubman.
Sammy!
And I said, okay, this Will Clark, Will Fleming thing.
Boy!
Is this basically what happened? And here's what I said to him. I said, so Boston came into San Francisco, and Will Clark talked to Will Fleming, the Boston broadcaster.
Brother of Dave.
Clearly, at some point, Will Clark said, yeah, you know, he didn't show up for a couple work. Yeah, he was supposed to work out, and he didn't. So then Will Fleming, says, yeah, he was supposed to work out with Will Clark, and he didn't. Yeah, I just, whatever. So then, of course, Will Clark goes on his podcast and says, "What? You know, I know why, you know, we're supposed to work together for 3 days, and he kind of threw it away and said, but I know why he didn't want to do it. He didn't want it to be a dog and pony show. Okay. So then today.
Dude, this is like Tupac going, hit him up.
Will Clark
crashed out.
Goes off on Will Fleming.
Yes, boy.
And
Stoddy part two.
It's just weird.
We're not going to even hear what Shasky was playing it as we left.
All right, I'm going to play it, but
and then
here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with Giants fans. Well, not that I'm.
No. I hate when you say that.
Eh, well, I'll keep doing it then because I can't stand when you say tomorrow's not promised. So you give that up, I'll
give
that up.
That's in the Bible.
Show it to me. Show me.
I was reaching right there. Risotto, I think that's in the Bible. I think it is.
So Proverbs. But I don't know where we go with this is what I'm saying. But here's Will Clark all mad at Will Fleming. Here's the way I'm going to decipher it.
Yeah.
Here's Will Clark being mad at Will Fleming for Will Fleming telling a story that Will Clark told Will Fleming. And apparently didn't say don't tell anybody this.
You know, Rafi and I are fine. I'm going to work with him, you know, whenever I get around to first base and all that. And Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, motherfucker. All right, you want to fucking take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a fucking East Coast piece of reporter? Fuck off. All right, and so other than that, I'm cool. But you know, today's one of them days where you know blown out of proportion.
Wow. And I had somebody, some smart ass in my mentions, Guru, that was AI. That wasn't Will Clark. You can need to apologize. Take that for data.
Well, I don't know that wasn't AI.
I just wonder how big of it. Now he's saying, and I would tell Will if you were right next to me like you, I'd be like, now when you get around to it, yesterday it was a must that you work with Ralphie. Now it's like when you get around to it. But, I mean, it is what it is. If my man is not healthy, he ain't working. He ain't going to be in the field anytime soon. And I told Willer, who was on the verge of getting married, Steiny, I'm happy for him. He said he didn't think he was going to see Rafi at first base at all this year. And if he's not healthy, he ain't playing the field.
And guys, the turn of events, the timeline of these events that Steiny was talking about, I don't understand it because 2 days ago, Will Fleming tweeted this. Since the whole of SF seems to be mad at me, I just want to clarify again. I was repeating a story that one of the great Giants told on his own pod. I'm not trying to push a narrative about the trade. No one has any ill will towards Rafi. It was just time for a change here.
Dude, we need to get Will on.
Doesn't that make it sound like Will Fleming heard the story on the podcast and not from Will? So that's the confusing part of this. I don't understand it.
I agree. I think that's the way it went. Because if Will Fleming tweeted that or said something, like, he wouldn't tweet that unless he said it after.
He tweeted that after the original story came out where it was reported that, Will Clark said that Rafi Devers blew him off.
Gotcha. Mm. You know what this is?
Whose side, John?
You know what? I'm not on Will Clark's side. Who's ever on the other side, I'm on the other side. Because here's what happened. And you can take it to the bank.
B of A.
You know, Will Clark.
Chase.
Wrote a check that he couldn't cash or whatever. He said what he said on his podcast, and he got the kind of feedback you get.
Yeah, I got you.
And
I got you.
Now he's mad that Will Fleming brought attention to it in a way.
Yeah.
Even though he said it. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Well, he either doesn't understand the power of his own platform, or he knew what he was doing and he blew it out of proportion himself.
Yeah, but he clapped back.
Ooh, boy, he clapped back.
I'm going to call somebody out right now. Listen.
You think Will Fleming's going to be okay? He got called out.
Side. We got some in-house
Shut
stuff.
Up. To,
now, listen, Joe Shasky sits in this seat before me. Two greats.
There's and another guy before you?
No, it's Shasky.
Oh, you said two greats.
Yeah, now come after him.
Dibs.
V&L. Dibs sits over there. So...
Oh, well, Spadone, you sit there from the 5 to 6.
Let me finish, but anyway, there's two empty water bottles.
Okay.
And I'm happy for Shasky getting his water. Dude, but you can't leave him, Joe. Like, Stan, I don't like filth. You just think of the guy after you. The clutter. I'm looking at two empty, one with no
top. Hold on, let me look.
Come on, Joe.
Yeah, that's...
And then yesterday he goes, is that yours or mine? I wanted to say it's always yours.
I take my stuff out of here most of the time, except when I want to bother Willard. Then I just leave it right here on this
corner.
Now,
why would you? What an infant.
Exactly.
Why would you want to? That's how you bother him. Because I'm an infant. Him. Use your mouth. Verbal attack.
Well, I leave them iffy because I can't send that to him.
Oh, my God. How wankster and weak is that?
You gotta lose that voice. That just bothered me there. Because
I've been going through some stuff this week, man.
You good?
Sometimes I ask. No payday.
A quick one today?
Yeah, I got you.
Nice.
Yeah, because you're leaving.
You'll go with me.
But no Evan.
That's fine.
Yeah. Risotto gave Evan a compliment. You left
he
Risotto
did?
And I. We talked about. He said this about Evan and why we've incorporated him, not just in our radio life, in our life. He said, Evan's an old soul. I said, that's Evan. Now, why would you grab your hair and try to pull it out?
Because
you can't roll with us, OGs, if you're not an old soul. Many have tried. We don't let him in. We've let him in.
He's on, like...
Grandy knocking on the door?
It's that... Here's the thing. That description for him, it's too early in the process. He's on the road to being one, but he hasn't shown it consistently
he's
enough.
Hung out with us.
No, that's
fine. Passing the test.
But goo. Like, for example, he still disrespects 1970s baseball. So
he does that to get at you.
That means he's not an old soul. When I bring up Bob Dylan or Van Morrison, he snickers. So he's still got work to do before he's officially called old soul.
I think he's stuck up for Van Morrison, if I'm not mistaken.
He said it was the worst concert he's ever seen.
But I think he's a fan.
And you
for
said
the most
that
part.
About your favorite artist, Dylan.
I can't.
You said he shouldn't even been on. Dude, you get the disrespected times for the greats. Like, seriously.
Like who?
Dylan.
Please.
I would never say that about Tupac or Smokey Robinson, even if they're like,
first of all, what do you think I said? Because it's probably wrong.
You said he shouldn't be doing any more Dylan concerts. I was so excited for your review. You're like, Guru, that dude's old.
Whoa. I said I'm never going to see Dylan or Van Morrison again in concert.
That's a slap in the... Why?
Because they stink.
See,
now.
That's what you're a new booty. Because an OG they stink like you. Now. We're agents, Donnie. Oh, I don't really? Know if you know.
So let me get this straight.
Give them some respect.
Let me get this
man.
Straight. So I'm a Warriors season ticket holder. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. And I'm a Warriors season ticket holder for 20 years or 15 years, and I love it. You know why? Because they got Steph and they got Clay and they got Draymond.
Right.
And
we're
like, woo! And then they get old. And guess what? They stop winning. And now I'm a season ticket holder, and I'm saying, well, wait a minute. Why should I pay all this money to see these guys when they are past their prime, and I've seen them in their prime, night after night after night?
Wow. That's why we are different. You should say it's a privilege to watch these guys go through this process of aging and giving us a dynasty. You know what? I'm going to renew my season tickets because I'm waiting on the next crop. That's what a real fan does.
But this is where you and I differ. So it would be like I have a season ticket to the Warriors 10 years ago, and it cost me $200 a seat.
Yeah.
And they win titles. And now it's 2025. They don't win titles. But the seat's $1,000.
Okay, I already get
it. I'm out.
Yeah.
Now, I'm out.
You know who you're describing?
Yes.
A woman that dates a man when he's rolling and got funds. It's all good, Risotto. Hey, what happened? They let me go. Times are rough. See you later. That's who you are. No loyalty from Steiny. I didn't know it.
Times aren't rough. Times are old.
This is stick. Just admit it. You're losing some people, Steiny. Come on now.
I will not see those guys in concert again.
You're not a fan of them then.
Yes, I thought.
I'm riding till the wheels fall off.
Van Morrison just put a great album out. It's unbelievable.
So when you purchased that, ticket to see him, did you think someday I was going to take a pill and be Benjamin Button and be 18 years old? You had to know, dude, that, you know what I'm saying?
It came home for me that night. It did.
Oh, boy.
You know, the funny thing is I went the next night, but that ticket was laid on me for free. But I left in the...
Oh, Risotto, stay away from guys like Steiny, man. No loyalty,
Here's the
man.
Other thing that happened. It said Van Morrison, 8 o'clock. And I walk into the auditorium at 8:08, and he's 7 songs in. He's like, he treats a concert like Red Lobster.
Dude, you are so...
I got to get there early for the special.
This is sick. I get it.
It's actually not.
Now, this is...
What if I told you I got some Warrior Nuggets?
I'm ready. I got sauce.
I love it when the boss isn't here. Okay.
I miss him.
The American Century's here. Here's what we can do. I can sprinkle this in once in a while. All right, so we're going down this American Century Championship. Yep. It's the golf tournament up in Tahoe. Curry's there.
ACC!
And listen to some of these names. Roger Clemens, Carson Daly. I found out Colin Jost is married to Scarlett Johansson.
Oh,
Gary Sheffield, David Wells, Jason Wirth, Devontae Adams, Derek Carr, Alex Caruso, Tim Brown, Patrick Peterson, Emmett Smith. And then we get to this guy, and I don't know who he is. We're going to break. So 888-957-9570 if you want to text me who this guy is. Michael Pena. Michael Pena. P-E-N-A. Who the hell is he? Because he's in the celebrity, the American Century Celebrity Classic. Help me out.
He's an actor, Steiny.
I wanted to wait.
Oh, my God. But
you know what? I need more specifics. You're an actor.
You are. No, I did Stella.
You did Death of a Salesman? Oh, no, that was... No, that's... is that Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? No, it's On the Waterfront. You did On the Waterfront? Seriously.
I'll tell you when we get back.
Okay. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. I think he just made it up, but it is a famous line. Here for you, here for good.
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace. And our AI agent answers 24/7, so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.